T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Last night, she broke the story. Big Ben will be back as Steelers quarterback after talking with his agent, Ryan Tolner. I'm, of course, talking about Aditi Kinkabwala from NFL Network, who joins us on the hotline brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis. Aditi, when you get a scoop like this and you beat out an Adam Schefter and Jay Glazer for something as big as Ben Roethlisberger's future, do you pop champagne? Do you open up a bottle of wine? Do you do cartwheels? Like, what is that? That has to be, in your line of work, just a huge thing, right? I mean, tell us about that, please. Gloat, if you want.
Okay, well, and since in the interest of full disclosure, I have told my husband that I would like to drink less, and so I have had a very nice streak of days without my habitual glass of wine or my customary traditional glass of wine. Mm-hmm. And after the story broke, my husband did not even ask me. He simply looked at me and opened a bottle of wine.
Nice.
So, yes. No,
that is that is marriage goals right there, Aditi. Hashtag marriage goals. And congrats on the scoop, by the way.
Yes.
Seriously, congrats on the scoop.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Congratulating.
I'm saying sincere congratulations on the scoop.
No, you know what? I think that there are in the big, vast, broad world of sports journalism, there are very, very many different jobs. What you guys do is different than what Colin Dunlap does, is different than what Adam Schefter does, is different than what I do. And so for me, I've never been motivated by kind of transactional news, like what is the immediate breaking thing. I believe that I'm a storyteller, and okay, I like to get beneath the surface and tell you something that will stick with you in some way, as opposed to, okay, I was first, and 5 minutes later, we forget who was really first.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, there's definitely an adrenaline rush to knowing something before anybody else knows something. There's also an adrenaline rush to know that when you have worked very, very, very long and very hard to foster a relationship, especially with I don't think it's any secret. In the city of Pittsburgh, it's not as if Ben Roethlisberger and I have been the tightest of friends for the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying that anybody you cover is necessarily your friend, but there's certainly been a level of combativeness on both sides, or a level of, are you treating me fairly? Well, are you treating me fairly? Or I don't love that you reported that. Well, I don't love the way that you talked to me, whatever it may be. And so I think that when you ultimately get a story like that, it feels like validation that we have, mm-hmm, all grown together. We have all worked together. We have tried to respect that everybody has a job to do, that he has a job to do, and that he has to be who he is, and I have a job to do, and I have to be who I am. And this may be boring the crap out of you, but the long and the short of it is, yes, I was indeed pleased yesterday.
How do you interpret and read into, other than he'll be back, what else from what you were able to report would you want to tell Steelers fans about, you know, the state of things between Big Ben and the organization right now, Aditi?
Well, I think that this is unnecessarily messy. And mm-hmm, I think that Ben Roethlisberger has been a part of this organization long enough that I would hope his feelings aren't hurt by this. This kind of reminds me of when I was young. When I was young, yes, I was a Giants fan, but I was also a big Yankees fan. Mm-hmm. And I remember that Derek Jeter who, you know, for people of my generation was the greatest Yankee ever, came up for arbitration. And Derek Jeter was everything that the Yankees wanted. He was their captain. He was their, you know, never making waves, always showing up, always working hard, you know, first one in, last one out. He was everything. And I remember hearing how the arbitration was so unpleasant. Mm-hmm. That the nature of the business is that as much as you may value or love someone, you kind of have to sort of bring up their bad points. And as much as you feel loyalty and like family to your organization, they ultimately are still a business and you are still a commodity. And so in that sense, I think that I don't know that Ben Roethlisberger is going to harbor bad feelings about 1 week or what has been 4 or 5 weeks, but this wasn't necessarily played as well as it possibly could have been. And I think a lot of that has to do with a lack of communication.
Okay.
You know, I think that even if it was one of those things that, you know, the Steelers had been very upfront, hey, we've really got to figure a lot of things out. And it has to do with more than just your financial number. I think maybe that would have been better. You know, I was told that some of the things that Kevin Colbert said, you know, I was on with you guys last week talking about how, you know, I asked him, is this just a fiscal situation or is there more? Like, are you actually thinking about what is the future of the franchise and what do you want to do offensively under Matt Canada? And Kevin Colbert said all of the above. Was that conversation ever had with Ben? You know, or was that conversation just sort of had publicly? I think the headline here is that finally, there is consensus within the Steelers building that 100% yes, they do want to move forward with Ben Roethlisberger in 2021. The next headline is that Ben Roethlisberger is indeed willing to work with the Steelers to ameliorate that $41 million cap hit. But I think everybody sitting here thinking that Ben Roethlisberger is going to play for the veterans minimum is smoking something they shouldn't be smoking. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Aditi, Pony
also,
brought this
frankly,
up.
Frankly, wait, let me say one more thing, guys. I don't think it should happen. It's not Ben Roethlisberger's fault that the Steelers are in this position. It's not Ben Roethlisberger's fault that the Steelers' plan is to juggle the cap every single year. I mean, sure, we're all in this COVID situation together. And yes, we are all, quote unquote, suffering what the results of the results on the economy are of what COVID has caused. But it's not Ben's fault that, you know, even if the cap were $196 million, even if COVID had never happened and the cap was $210 million, $41 million is still a really big number on the cap. And why is that Ben's fault? You know, he's not the one that's charged with pulling out the calculator and figuring out what's the best thing for the organization.
Aditi, Pony brought this up at the start of the show, and it sent me into a cold sweat. And I can't now shake the idea that he's probably right, so maybe you can shed some light on any kind of other impression you've gotten here. Do you get the sense that Ben and his people, Ryan Tolner, his camp, wants to play one more year, or that they might have designs on more than just 2021, him being the Steelers starter?
I think it all depends on how this year goes. I really do. I really think that Ben, for the last 5, 6, 7 years, has really kind of been year to year. And he was very, very vocal early on, you know, early on in that window, maybe 5, 6 years ago. Well, I'm not really sure. I might retire. Let me think about it. I mean, you guys live this. You know this, that there were a few years in a row where it was sort of, you know, him saying, I might not come back. So I think it very much, I think he's at the point in his career where it's, can I do it? Can I compete at a high level? Can I potentially lead my team? Look, Ben isn't in this right now to garner yards. He doesn't need any more yards. What he wants is another ring. So it's, how does he feel about his ability to do that? And quite frankly, it's not, I mean, there are a lot of other factors at play here. And as we sit here and we talk about this, I mean, what's his offensive line going to be?
Yeah.
What's the run game situation going to be? How is he going to get along with Matt Canada? How is Matt Canada going to adapt what he wants to do to what Ben Roethlisberger is capable of doing and willing to do? I mean, the best coaches are not slaves to their scheme.
Yep.
They adjust and adapt their scheme to
right.
their players.
But Aditi, can you understand, without being in the conversation like you were with Ryan, okay? So I'm just getting a screenshot of what he said to you, at least what you were willing to share with people. And I see that the first thing is we're going to creatively adjust the contract, which has nothing about pay cut at all. Just says creatively adjust it, which is what the Steelers have pretty much done with Ben for years. And then the next part is he still has plenty of gas left in the tank. And let me tell you why Ben is still such a great player. They won 12 games. They won an 8th division title with him at quarterback. And I told Chris, it read to me like, not only is my guy not going to take a pay cut, he deserves a raise and he deserves more years. That's how I took it. Now, I might be off my rocker here, but I almost got the sense that like $19 million for Ben, that's a bargain. You're lucky that we would even, like, the idea of them coming to him and even asking him to take a dollar pay cut seems ridiculous to me. I don't know. You could tell me I'm nuts.
I think that's very fair. Philip Rivers last year made $25 million. $19 million is absolutely middle of the pack for NFL quarterbacks. And I've said this before, if Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield get new contracts this offseason, which could happen, then Ben Roethlisberger is now bottom half of the NFL. You think that Ben Roethlisberger and his people believe that he is one of the 16 worst quarterbacks in the NFL?
No, I don't.
That he's bottom 16?
I don't.
Of course they don't. And it doesn't matter what you believe or what Steelers fans believe. They sure as heck don't believe that they are. And they would absolutely be insulted if the Pittsburgh Steelers act like he is.
But what
Ben is not raising his hand right now and saying, okay, you know what? I've made enough money. I've made $500 million. Just pay me the veteran minimum and spend all the money on other people. Mm. But it's not who he is. That's not who he has been through his career. And let's be honest. $19 million for a starting quarterback in the NFL of his caliber is really a very fair and reasonable salary. You know, like, we are conflating. It is not unreasonable of him to say, I won't take a pay cut off of $19 million. Now, would we all love that? Sure, because we all love athletes as heroes. We want our athletes to be pure. We want our athletes to believe in the greater sense of a team and we're doing something for a city. Well, none of us, I mean, come on, Pony. If CBS came to you, if the station came to you and said, hey, for the good of the station, so that we could hire Aditi Kinkabwala for a show and we could hire Brooke Pyre for a show, will you take a 50% pay cut?
See,
you're not going to do that.
No, I wouldn't.
You are?
No. The one mistake I wouldn't make is I would not let somebody take my name and quote me as saying, I don't care about my money. That is the one thing I would not have done. I would not have let.
That's very fair. Agreed. 100% agreed. Because now we're all sitting here and having to qualify.
Yeah, because you could throw it back in his face. That's the thing. That's the problem, as I see it.
Well, and again,
I mean, I'm hoping all this breaks down. By the way,
You know what's so funny? Okay, so I probably shouldn't say this, but I was texting someone within the organization about this, and he was like, "It's not a done deal." And I was like, well, obviously not. They still need to. It's funny, too, because this is exactly what my husband said to me yesterday. He's like, he's not definitely coming back. Like, they still have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, stop quibbling with me. But a member of the organization actually texted me today the exact same thing. Like, it could all fall apart at the negotiating table. They could all make each other so angry. I just don't see it happening. Is that possible? Sure. I don't think it's a likely scenario.
Aditi, I'm praying harder than I have since I was in, like, fourth grade at St. Teresa of Avila in Perrysville that comes to pass. I'm practically ready to go to church here. And you know. Yes, because I'm so sick of this. Yes. He might be the worst quarterback in the division if Burrow's healthy next year.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I don't think that's a crazy statement. I really don't. And I think that that's part of what led to some of the uncertainty, quite frankly, is that you see Baker getting better. You see Lamar getting better. You see Burrow getting better, you know, should he be healthy. And you see the potential. You see the creativity in those offenses. You see how those offenses could potentially tax defenses. And, you know, it's also to the flip side, not to sound like an apologist, and I feel like I don't even need to say that because you guys full well know I'm not an apologist.
Nope.
The flip side is the shiny young toy isn't always the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the older person, are you willing to use your wiles? When you lose the juice on your fastball, can you come up with something else? And I think the big problem last year is that Ben isn't the same Ben that we all saw 10 years ago. So he needs to adjust and adapt his game to some degree. He has, certainly. He's getting rid of the ball incredibly quickly. In a way that, you know, part of his magic was extending plays and not doing that.
Yep.
But I think that, you know, for me, and I've been very consistent on this for the last 3 years, I think he needs to rely on the run game more.
Yep.
I think that whether it's sexy or not, the Steelers need to shore up that offensive line. It all starts up front. They need to commit to the run game. And I am so sick of people telling me that, sure, you run the ball when you're winning and you don't run the ball when you're losing. No, you run the ball. You have to be able to run the ball in all circumstances. And in the last 3 years, the Steelers have run the ball less in all situations than anybody in the NFL. When they are up, when they are down, and when they are neutral. They run the ball less than everybody. That's got to stop.
Yep. Aditi, you said conflating earlier, and for people that didn't go to an Ivy League school like you that might not know the word, that's basically when you put two and two together and take two things that don't really need to be lumped in together. And I've seen a little bit of that with, Ben's coming back and, Juju said something about how he's a Steeler for life and they're going to find a way to get both of those guys back together in 2021.
No.
You're saying no.
No, they have no money. Do you think that Juju is coming to play on a veteran's minimum? Seriously.
No.
For what a wide receiver can command on the open market. You think Juju is going to turn down $10, $12, $14 million to come play for $1 million?
I don't think J.J. Watt's going to take that money to play with his brothers. We had John Clayton tell us earlier that the Steelers are pretty much out on Watt. He or three other teams.
You know what? This is one of those things, too. J.J. does not make sense for the Steelers. Would we all love to see the three brothers together? Sure. The Steelers run a 3-4. J.J. Watt is a 4-3 defensive end. He's not going to be a 3-4 defensive end. He is not displacing Stephon Tuitt or Cam Hayward. He's not better than them. He at this moment, he is not better than either of those guys.
I actually think he is.
He
but
is not playing outside linebacker. Do you really?
I think he's
really
better than both guys. Yeah, I'm not swapping them out. But if I had to pick one guy for one game, I'd take my chances with J.J. Watt over those two guys that were the invisible men in the playoff game against the Browns. Against a team that didn't have a coach or an offensive line coach.
You know what? Let me say something back to that. That's because that Browns offensive line is that good. And I know that I have said this to you before.
Aditi, I don't even know. Chris, do you even know what the guys – didn't he say hello to Baker Mayfield and introduce himself in the huddle, or am I making that up?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield called him a guy named Blake.
Yeah, well, that's because they have a great offensive line coach, right?
Who wasn't
there? But the offensive – but he didn't coach. One of the players coached him. I mean, I would like to see the Steelers do, Aditi? I'd like to see the Steelers hire one of the Browns' actual offensive linemen to coach their linemen.
J.C. Treader? That is my corner.
Yes, let Treader coach him. Coach him up. I'd rather have him than Adrian Clem.
Oh, man.
But you know what? But here's the thing. Okay, J.J. is a 4-3 defensive end. The Steelers play a 3-4. Mm-hmm. He's not going to play outside linebacker. Whether you think they should or not, the Steelers are not. Mike Tomlin is not going to displace Cam Hayward or Stephon Tuitt. So, and J.J. is not going to play inside at nose tackle. It's just, I mean, it would be wonderful to happen. We know that Mike Tomlin loves the Watt family. We know that, I mean, I personally would love to see all three of them together. But it's just, I don't see it happening. And you know what? Quite frankly, like as much as TJ says, it would be great to play with my brother, T.J. Watt finished 7 votes shy of Aaron Donald in the Defensive Player of the Year voting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Associated Press, on first reference to T.J. Watt, said J.J. Watt's younger brother, T.J., finished 7 votes behind. Like, come on. At some point, he's got to get out from under JJ's shadow. He is one of the best defensive players in the league, and he deserves to have his own name.
What kind of wine last night? Red, white? What'd you go with?
It was red. I'm a red wine drinker.
Like Bouchette?
Okay, very good.
And Chuck,
And Chuck Knoll.
No, white wine, I don't understand the appeal. Red wine, I get why people like it. Nice dry red, but man, the white wine, I cannot get down with at all.
All right.
Well, red is good for your heart, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they
say. Well, that's why I started drinking it in the first place, for sure.
It's because it's good for your heart? Okay, all right.
So that's what I tell myself.
Upset. What about you, Chris? Pony's upset. What about you, Chris?
Pony's upset?
Yeah, didn't he say that he's upset about Ben being back and he's still hoping that it explodes?
He
no,
cribbed
that was
from
Mueller.
Me.
That was Mueller who said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we – hold on, Aditi. Hold on. Do we really sound that alike?
I don't think so.
No, you really don't. I just think that
okay.
we've all been talking
Thank
over
gosh.
Each other. I think all three of us have been talking over each other.
Like,
and
you know why that is? Because we try to promote a bar-like atmosphere on this program. And sometimes that happens.
That's why the program is so fun.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, that's why it's a good time. Okay, wait, so then Pony, you're on the hot spot. How do you feel about this?
I hate it. I'm happy on a personal level for Ben because he gets to keep playing football, and that is the nicest thing I can possibly say about this. Everything else, I'm with whoever was the first one to say that this is stalling progress. Whoever coined that expression with the Steelers, I want to steal it from them because that's exactly how I feel. And the thing that scares me is what Batch said about Mason Rudolph, which is basically that they still really like him, which makes me think that 2022 turns into Mason make it or break it year. So we've got, we know, that just gets put off by an extra year. And that just delays things double in my opinion, so. No,
okay,
I'm not
but Kregers loves this.
I know he does, and we can't.
Ben Roethlisberger is going to work harder than he's ever worked, and that all of a sudden he's going to practice every day of the week, and he's going to totally buy into a new offense. So what if all of that happens? What if Kregers is right?
He came in playing this today. Let's celebrate. This is what he did to us. Yeah, that's been our show. And he also let Ken Carmen prank call us and laugh at us today, so he's not having...
Craig's not
no.
even listening to yeah. this, Aditi.
Seriously?
He did. Ken called in just laughing like a hyena. He didn't even try to hide it. He called in as Ken from Ohio.
And he got
we put him on the line, and he just started laughing like a madman.
It was bad. So, hey, Aditi, congratulations on this story again. You're killing it, and we love to give you the props for it, okay?
Well, I desperately appreciate it, and thanks for having me, guys.
Can't
wait until we can actually really be at a real bar and really have a nice glass of red wine together.
There you go. We're going to clip that, and we're going to bring it back up again someday. Thank you. Aditi Kinkabwala,
nice.
NFL
right
Network.
There.
Have you ever sat belly up at a bar and had a glass of wine?
Like, oh, man. I'm wondering what would happen if I, like, went down to Fatheads when all this is, like, kind of blown over, and I just sidled right up to the bar, planted my big old gut right there, bellied up very literally, and said, I'll have a, you know, cab sav or something like that. I wonder what they, you know, what they would say. What's your nicest Merlot?
Craig, can you name one kind of white wine?
A Riesling.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.